Good afternoon. You're listening to Verum Sports on your Saturday afternoon. And one of the stalwarts, one of the regulars here on Verum Sports, is the amazing Chris Hitch from the Hertfordshire Falcons baseball team. And I know they had a tough start to their campaign against perennial champions London Mets. Last week was just a training weekend. I think they're sore back into actions, I believe, against London Capitals this weekend. To tell us all about it, it's the mighty Chris Hitch. Welcome back, Chris.
Hello, good afternoon, Tony. It was, of course, Easter weekend, therefore we didn't have a schedule of games, but we definitely practiced on Saturday to be ready for the rest of the season. And as you said, we actually play against the Capitals' first game, and the second game is against Essex Arrows. So we're splitting the games between two teams.
A busy, busy weekend, as indeed your schedule tends to be. This is obviously very challenging, isn't it? And I guess needs managing, because I think it's great, of course, this squad ethos we talk about all the time. But two games across a weekend, and again, you know, everybody is nobody's professional here. It is a massive commitment to the family, Falcons, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Nobody gets paid in this country. It's all for the love of the game. And a typical weekend is, because again, we are normal people working during the week. Only the games are only on Sunday, and therefore we play two games. And the start of the day, for example, can start around this weekend. We'll start around 10:30. And we don't expect to finish until about 5-6 o'clock in the afternoon.
But goodness me, Chris, that doesn't even take into account all the prep that you do personally, you know, all the analysis of opposition, watching videos, of course, all the coaching that goes into it. You know, this is why we love, and it's a privilege for me to shine a light on all the kind of local sports in and around the Hertfordshire region, because it's genuinely a passion and a love. It's in your blood, and that's why you're willing to do all these great things, because ultimately, you know, it's amazing. It's a great force of good, uniting communities, and hey, the payoff sometimes means a European excursion into the bargain, doesn't it?
Yes, of course. You said that there is a lot of planning that they do and our coaches do during the week, but we love it. It's extra hours, but we do it, as you said, for the love of the game, and sometimes it pays off. As you said, last year we finished second, and that qualified us to play in Europe this year in Bulgaria in June.
Tell you what, it's only a few short months away, and time flies like a you know, like a falcon itself, or like a very well struck a ball after you've given it a good Babe Ruth style slug. So it won't be long, but obviously all the focus this very weekend is in that double header. Again, obviously, I know you have to weigh up the opponents and their relative strengths and weaknesses, but I guess the focus this weekend will be looking to get that first W off the season, having you know, had that tough doubleheader against the defending champions Mets in the first encounter.
Yeah, we expect to have tough two games. The league, as those that had followed from last year, noticed that it's only four teams this year, which means all the great top players have consolidated into these four teams. Therefore, every team is stronger, and therefore every game is more difficult. So it's really going to be a challenge. Everybody needs to be 100%, and that's what we trained last week. Practice top level so you can perform at the top level on game day.
You reap what you sow, as you well know, don't you, Chris?
Correct, yes.
And just taking us back to that Easter weekend practice, again, early in the season, I'm sure there were no heads down, but what were some of the positive signs that you took out of that team getting together, going through their paces, which you think will, again, reap the positive results over this coming weekend?
Many aspects. First of all, it was a beautiful weekend, to practice. Quite warm. That we did a lot of physical movements with some baseball involved. So the fundamentals, as we call it, catching fly balls, ground balls, and our pitchers through what we call bullpens, which is just throwing to the catcher, not facing a batter, but just kind of practicing aiming and getting the mechanics right. And also, besides the physical aspect, it's reiterating what you have you mention every time we talk, which is that we are in a four-year process. It takes time, and we need to take care of the little things. As we discussed earlier, we're not professionals, but act like a professional. Try to do the little things on and off the field that will give an impact to the final result. And at the end, we enjoyed some lovely pint and a pop.
Never a bad thing. Again, that's what I love about you guys, because as you rightly say, it's that professional focus, that real kind of core attention to process, to detail, which in over the fullness of time reaps the rewards, like we say, off in a few months to Bulgaria. Not a bad thing. But again, culminating and coming together, something for everybody. It really is a family-focused team with that professional rub. Great combination, Chris.
Yeah, so that's what we're trying to. That's the ethos of the club, the ethos of the team. Enjoy the sport, and it's as much as we want to win, and that we are at the top level. At the end of the day, there's more to life, and it's about having a good time and enjoying doing physical activity in this case.
And just before we kind of look forward to the doubleheader, just to kind of break things down, it's really interesting for me to kind of learn a little more about baseball from talking to you as we do. What I find really interesting is the kind of offense and defense and the various different kind of tactics within that, you know, and just interested to how you split training in those kind of twin elements of the game.
Yeah, it is in that sense a bit different than cricket, where it seems that you bat first or you defense or in the field and then you bat. Here is you kind of switch what we call every three outs. So and we play normally nine innings, although in this league, because we play doubleheader and becomes a long game, we play seven innings.
Gotcha.
Which actually goes in line. They changed that at the World Baseball Federation. They changed all international competition is now going to be seventh. A bit to what we're seeing in all professional sports, where society is changing. It is the most a fast-paced society, and the same way cricket changed to 2020. Baseball has decided to go to seven innings in some international competitions. But it is an interesting aspect of going from offense to defense to then offense again. So if you, for example, go at bat, usually you have three, four at bats throughout the game, and you can do really bad the first three at bats. But if the last one you hit a home run and win to the game, everybody forgets about what you did, and it becomes a good performance. So it is, as they say, baseball is not only a physical sport, but actually it's more a mental sport, because it is very difficult mentally that you did really bad the third at bat and still go on that fourth at bat with the conviction and that mentality that I'm going to this time do well, which is it is like literally missing three penalties in a game and then having that commitment and conviction that fourth penalty you are going to score. That's kind of the equivalent, I guess, on an at bat, for example.
So I guess when they say, you know, in the clutch, when all the bases are loaded, it's that moment that you train for, where, you know, again, as I say, the game on the line scenario, and, you know, again, that is as much as a physical endeavour. It's all about what goes on between the ear holes and in the very noggin, I guess.
You're absolutely right.
Awesome. Well, like I say, Chris, it's always educational chat to you. It's fabulous. And again, a big weekend. Looking for that first crucial W. I'm sure it's going to come. But always, when I talk, I really want to give you a platform. Love the project, which is well ahead of the curve, as you know. Love the ethos that we've explained and dissected. Tell us, how can we learn more about Hertfordshire baseball, get involved, and either, you know, just show our support, get involved and cheer you on, or maybe just find the next star sat at home at the moment who's never ever played before?
Yeah, so the easiest way really is to contact us. The easiest way is website heartsbaseball.com. You can search us in Google, or even put North London Baseball, and we should be on the top two on Google search. Also on Twitter or social media at Hearts Baseball, and just fire a message, and we can get in contact with us. And if you're around Grove Hill Ballpark this weekend, this Sunday, as I said, it's a special weekend because we are one of, we are the only team in this country, or club in this country, who has two baseball diamonds, and therefore this weekend we are hosting all four teams on our home grounds. We are playing first game, as I said, Capitals. On the other diamond, Mets and Essex are playing the first game, and then Essex and Capitals are switching. And we play Essex Arrows while the Mets play the Capitals. So there'll be plenty of baseball. You will see all four teams on the National League, and hopefully the weather is well, and just can have a look and see if you like the sport.
Hey, do you know what? Get down there, get involved. What can I tell you, Chris? Best of luck for the weekend. Always great to chat to you. Always following every pitch, every catch of the way this campaign, as you saw, into Europe in just a few short weeks' time.
Yes, it's coming quite fast, and we need to be prepared for that.
Top man. Appreciate your time as always, Chris. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you. You too, Tony.